order. Will everybody please rise for the invocation and pledge allegiance? Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today. Please be with our residents. Please be with our employees. Please be with our world leaders. Please be with our country. Please protect our military. Please guide this meeting this evening. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. The city of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce.
Here.
Councilmember Grant.
Here.
Councilmember Lehman.
Here.
Councilmember Salazar.
Here.
Councilmember Apodaca.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldrich.
Here.
Mayor Pierce.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We will move to item 5, citizens' participation. Citizens to be heard is for the City Council to receive information on issues that may be of concern to the public. Citizens to be heard is limited to 3 minutes. A purpose of the Open Meetings Act is to ensure that the public is always given notice of the items that will be discussed by the Council. Should a member of the public bring an item to the Council for which the subject was not posted on the agenda for the meeting, the Council may receive the information but cannot discuss or act upon it at the meeting. We have 5 individuals this evening signed up to speak. The first one is Mr. Anthony regarding the Eagle Scout project.
Afternoon, Council. On behalf of the Eagle Scout troop of 1412, we would like to invite you to our Eagle Scout banquet, our honorary guest, for allowing us to complete our projects in your wonderful city. Oh, yes, we have a personal invitation, so if your secretary could please hand them out sometime at the end of the meeting, that'd be very much appreciated. And that's all we have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you, Anthony, and the Eagle Scouts for choosing to do your projects here, so thank you very much. Number 2,
yes.
Sorry.
Just some general things I want to bring out. My name is BJ Voigt. I live at 3634 Kirby Drive. I have resided in Kirby for over 55 years. At the Government 101 class, I brought up something about, which we used to have, the police department handed out years ago, and many years ago, we used to have Kirby stickers, where Kirby residents could put them on the back of their vehicles so the police would know that that vehicle belonged in Kirby. I think this day and age we need to research it and bring it back because that will help the cops and everybody else. So I just wanted to see if anything had been done about that when I brought it up a couple months ago at the Government 101 class. Okay, another suggestion is I went to go get my alarm permit, and a couple of years ago someone had posted about the needing a license for your animal. At that time, never heard of it, so I went and got one, and at that time I got it at the police department. Well, I posted on the Kirby website, I'm going to go get my alarm permit. I was wanting to know, do we still need to have a license for our pets with the city of Kirby? City of Kirby, yes. Revisions to that section of the animal ordinance have not been finalized. As of now, the pet license is still in place. Thank you. I did not specifically say, I understand from years past, I'd always gotten it at the police department. When I went to go get it, I get told there that you have to go to Kirby Animal. The citizens need to be informed of where they need to go to get the proper stuff, whether it be an alarm permit, an animal control license, you know, I try to follow all the rules. I guarantee half the city of Kirby does not know they need an alarm permit. They need an animal control, an animal thing for their life, pet license. What I'm suggesting is on the city of Kirby Facebook page that y'all put the alarm permit thing and explain to people why we need it, why y'all need it, and what it's for, where they need to go get it. Then the next one, post the Kirby Animal Control, where you need to go get it, what it's for. And the reason I'm kind of adamant about this is this past summer, a rabid bat ended up in my backyard. I didn't realize how deadly rabies is. If the city of Kirby make people get these animal license, I've been real hesitant about getting animals off the street because of what I learned. You get calls from, it's deadly. It's a very deadly disease. I did not realize it. And I just want, you know, I think the people in Kirby need to be informed to get this license, and it will also help with all the lost animals in Kirby. Lots of lost animals. You know, the reason to have city tags is just in case there is a rabies outbreak. That way we can inform everybody in Kirby that has an animal, because your animals are quarantined to your house for 45 days. If they lick you, even though my animals had their original rabies shot, they had to get 3 additional rabies shots. Had to stay in my backyard for 45 days. You get calls from animal in quarantine from city of San Antonio. If an animal that has rabies and he licks a sore on you, it is very deadly. There was a lady that went on vacation out of state or out of the country. She picked up an animal, took it back, gave it a bath. It licked an open wound on her, and she died. And that just happened. It happened about 2 months after finding the rabid bat in my backyard. So I think everybody needs to be informed more. I was very shocked. I didn't realize it. And I just, you know, posting this form on there saying this, and the reason being the rape, how, because I'm sure a lot of citizens don't realize it. I didn't. You know, just to make this people informed, you know. And then another thing, I know, you know, y'all put things on the bottom of the water bill. 90% of the people do web. They go to websites. If some of this stuff could be, they don't, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. If it's posted on the City of Kirby Facebook page, all this stuff, you can also post. A lot of people don't read their water bills because they pay them online. 90% of your people do it, you know, online, do whatever. 10% of your people, which would be your older people that are not, don't do Facebook, don't do computers, don't read the water bill. But maybe on the City of Kirby Facebook page, because we have an outlet where we get the Kirby newsletter, maybe put on the website, sign up for this newsletter to be emailed to you. But get it. Maybe a lot of people don't know about it. I don't know. You know, where they can send it. It's to get everybody know what's going on. Thank you very much. And I hope everybody had a
good evening.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. The next one, Michael Coleman at 2210 FM Converse, Texas, regarding a false police report.
Do I start?
Yes, sir.
How y'all doing tonight? My name is Mike Coleman. I used to be a Kirby worker, and I was falsely fired. And recently, about 2 weeks ago, I was arrested for I was arrested for felony stalking slash trespassing on Duffick over there by Public Works. I was never on the premises. I wasn't there, but it all started out with me pulling up on one of the officers. I got out, talked to the guy. He said, what did I do? I was like, what are you talking about? Next thing I know, there's four cops out there at 9:30 in the morning harassing me. There's cameras everywhere. They had their body cams. They had the cameras on the car. I didn't know what to do. I'm going back and forth with them trying to figure out why am I banned or I'm not allowed to go on Duffick. It's a public road, I thought, but apparently it's City of Kirby's road, so I can't be there. So next thing I'm in handcuffs, and I'm asking why. Why am I in handcuffs? Well, they wouldn't give me an answer. Well, it's this. Next thing, they're searching my car. Next thing, I'm at PD for 6 hours. That first hour, I was in handcuffs in the cell like this. And I couldn't feel my hands no more. So finally I said, hey, can y'all take them off? So they took them off. Then they put the leg restraints on me. So I'm in there for 5 more hours. And after it was said and done, it just went from there. Then they hauled me downtown about 3:30. I stayed there till about 8 o'clock. And I got all these paperwork and all the cases and all the charges, everything was dropped. This just goes back to when I worked for Kirby, management, the workers, I mean, it's just, there's a lot of things in here I can't go over. Like, I was falsely accused of taking pictures of a building. Well, I got my phone and I got pictures of the director and the handicap spot. He saw me on the camera, no big deal. I don't see no harm. But for felony 3 stalking charges for just taking a picture of a company vehicle and a handicap and making it seem like I'm doing something, I just gotta bring it to y'all attention because I have family that lives here, I go to church here, I volunteer here, I'm here all the time. So it's not my fault I run into these guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Next one is Reverend Alexander, 5250 Old Seguin Road, regarding the grass not being cut by the city.
Good evening. The complaint that I have, I'm the pastor of the Philadelphia Missionary Baptist Church, 5250 Old Seguin Road. And the culvert that's next door to our building, well, first of all, we winded up had to pay flood insurance. We never paid up flood insurance until y'all did the bridge. Okay. That culvert has never overflowed. We've been there for years. But after they finished the bridge, they didn't cut their side. The city has never cut its side of the culvert. The grass has grown up, it grows high. Now we deal with snakes and with rats the size of small kittens. And we've had to have exterminators over simply because they say everything is coming from the culvert. And it would be good if y'all can get out there and cut it, because I can remember years back, we got citations that we did not cut our portion by the fence, that we were going to be fined. It's not my first time being down here. It's not my first rodeo. So we just act like for you guys to be good neighbors also and cut your yard. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Reverend. Or if it's where we can cut that one because of the Bexar County project. Okay. All right. The last one is Miss Karen Cray, I think it is Cray, at 5319 Peppermint regarding a property notice.
I'm here in reference to public hearing A. I live at 5319 Peppermint, as you said.
Did you want to wait till the public hearing to speak?
Well, I wanted to say what I was going to say, so I can
okay, that's fine.
Get it done. I didn't know I could. But at any rate, I would like to know what is going to be placed in back of the first 5 houses on Peppermint.
You know what? Let me go ahead and close the... I'm going to close the regular meeting at 7:15 and open the public hearing. Let me just skip to item 8A.
In addition to that.
On a request to replat and establish Kirby Manor Commercial Subdivision being a total of 1.149 acres of land out of lots 1, 2, 3, and 4 CB 4018 of the MI subdivision recorded in volume 9556, page 169 of the deed and plat records of Bexar County, Texas. All right, so your question is what's going there?
What's going there, exactly. In addition to that, I guess maybe I should have signed it for this as well. I've been there for 35 years, and when I first entered on that property, it was Kirby Drive. Now it is Kirby Lane. It used to be Kirby Lane, Kirby Drive, Kirby Circle.
Is there anybody who's here for that property?
Good evening, City Council. My name is Joseph Tober. I am the engineer that has submitted the plat for Kirby Manor. The intent of the property is for a church. So they already owned the property. It was multiple lots. I believe it was used to be four individual lots. We are just removing the interior lot lines to create one overall property. In order to build about a 5,000 square foot Pentecostal church. So right now there isn't any site plans that have been completed at this time. The church is still working on how the site's gonna look. So that's what it's gonna be as a church. We have just to answer some of your questions, in the rear, there is gonna be a 5-foot setback. There's also a 14-foot gas or a CPS electric easement for there, so the buildings won't be any closer than that in the rear. So it's likely going to be more up towards the front, but obviously I don't have a site plan to show you right now. So that's the intent. We'll have one driveway coming off of Old Seguin, and it'll just primarily be a church. I mean, only a church, sorry.
Is there anybody else who wishes to speak on this item?
I just have one question. On the little map that I have, right across from my church, it says Vine Crest Drive. Where is that? I've never seen that street.
Next to that property?
Four more plats.
Because I remember there were 8 total at that property.
I don't believe we own those properties. I don't know what's happening on the properties next to them.
Yes, you're right.
Take care.
We're here talking about it's a total of 8. I believe it is.
Additional properties that someone else.
And they're just taken from Vinecrest halfway to the middle.
Halfway to the middle?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's a different owner for the
rest of
the property? Yes. Our church will only be the 4 lots.
Okay.
This area is just turning into one. This is owned by another individual.
Okay, that's the only question.
Is there anybody else for that item? All right, we will move. We'll still let the public hearing. We will go to item 8B on a request to plat and establish Brooks Funeral Home being a total of 2.713 acres described in general warranty deed recorded under Bexar County Clerk's document number 20190035906 of the official public records of Bexar County, Texas, and out of the Francisco Cadena survey number 133, abstract number 134, establishing lot 1 in block 59, Brooks Funeral Home in the city of Kirby, Bexar County, Texas. Is there anybody who wishes to speak on this one?
My name is Aaron Perinsky. I'm with Kimley Horn. I'm the civil engineer that prepared this plat and submitted it for review, and the owners of the property are also here, and we're here to answer any questions that might come up.
All right, is there anybody here to, and we, it is on the agenda, so later on in the agenda we will be speaking on that item. Is there anybody else in the public who wishes to speak on this matter? Okay, I will close the public hearing at 7:20 and reconvene the regular meeting. We will go back to first part of the agenda. All right, we will go back to item 6, consideration of an action on minutes. I will entertain a motion for the public hearing regular meeting minutes of December 26th.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the minutes of the public hearing regular meeting on December 26th, 2019.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Apodaca, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, to accept the public hearing regular meeting minutes of December 26th. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Abstain.
Councilmember Grant?
Abstain.
Councilmember Layman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes.
Squeak that one by.
There are two abstentions for absence. Item 7A, introduction of new employees.
We'll turn that over to the Assistant Fire Chief William Hilburn to introduce the fire employees.
Good evening, Madam Mayor and Council. Tonight I'm going to introduce one of our new firefighters, Trent Kimlin. He comes from Hondo area, and he has joined us on the 30th, correct?
Yes, 31st.
The 31st of December. So he's a firefighter EMT. He'll be on the box for a little bit right now. And his partner, Sarah Heath, joins us from Wilson County ESD 3 and Acadian with some experience as a paramedic. And so she's a paramedic right now. She will be on the box, and she's started on the 31st as well. They're both on A shift, which is on duty tonight, so that's why they're going first.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And then I have Mr. Grant Davila. He comes from the Castroville area. Excuse me. Firefighter EMT, started on the 30th. No, the 17th of December. So he started a little earlier before everybody else, but he's a firefighter EMT. He's on B shift. And one of his new co-workers is Roman Berriantes. Started on the 31st, started January 1st. Firefighter EMT as well. Both of them on B shift. And then the gentleman, Joshua Gonzalez, he wasn't able to make it tonight. So we'll have to get him later. But these four young individuals have graciously joined the Kirby Fire Department to serve the citizens of Kirby.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Discussion and possible action on item 9A, discussion and possible action on a request to replat and establish Kirby Manor commercial subdivision being a total of 1.149 acres of land out of lots 1, 2, 3, and 4, CB 4018 of the MI subdivision recorded in volume 9556, page 169 of the deed and plat records of Bexar County, Texas. All right, we heard in the public hearing that this lot was request to be platted for a church. And I believe that church currently is located at the corner of Seguin and Kirby Drive.
Correct.
And were all the residents were given notice?
Mayor, I make a motion we allow this to be, to accept the plat of, where are we at here? No, being a total of 1.149 acres of land out of lots 1, 2, 3, and 4, city block 4018 of the MI subdivision, recorded in volume 9556, page 169 of the deed and plat records, Bexar County, Texas.
Second. We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca, to grant the replat and establish Kirby Manor commercial subdivision, being a total of 1.149 acres of land out of lots 1, 2, 3, and 4 CB 4018 of the MI subdivision, recorded in volume 9556, page 169 of the deed and plat records of Bexar County. And all of the information as far as the engineering, engineering firm.
Because they're still in preliminary, correct?
Right, they just need to get the replat at this point.
Yeah. But our engineering firm has looked at it, correct? Yes. Because I see all the questions that Ford Engineering had on here.
Well,
so those all been accounted for since March and February of last year?
Right, it was Ford that did the review because they were still our engineers at that time.
Yeah.
We have not passed along to the new engineers.
But all the, concerns that Ford Engineering
there,
had.
There is, yeah. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
No.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce. Yes. All right, item 9B, discussion and possible action on request to plat and establish Brooks Funeral Home, being a total of 2.713 acres described in general warranty deed, recorded under Bexar County Clerk's document number 20190035906 of the official public records of Bexar County, Texas, and out of the Francisco Cadena Survey number 133, abstract number 134, establishing lot 1 in block 59, Brooks Funeral Home, in the city of Kirby, Bexar County, Texas. And for those of you who aren't sure where it's at, it is the, well, it keeps going.
Before the bus stop.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's the quickest way to say it.
On the opposite side of the new doctor's office by the
yes.
HB Center.
Yes.
Yeah, Summerfest. Okay.
Summerfest, and she was clicking it. All right, does anybody have any questions on that?
I'm all for a new business going into our city. Again, Mayor, I make a motion we accept it.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, to grant the request to plat and establish Brooks Funeral Home, being a total of 2.713 acres described in general warranty deed, recorded under Bexar County Clerk's document number 20190035906 of the official public records of Bexar County, Texas, and out of the Francisco Cadena Survey number 133, abstract number 134, establishing lot 1 in block 59, Brooks Funeral Home, in the city of Kirby, Bexar County, Texas. Is there any further discussion? And after this, then what will be the next steps? if the plat passes, then at that at what point?
We get the
right. It comes
then, then we provide to the site plan so that we can go over the dimensions. We have a rough site plan that was submitted a few months ago.
Okay. Go ahead. This is actually for the residents too, so that everybody can hear. So, I mean, we're looking at designs and plats, but I want everybody else to understand what the next process is as well.
Sure. And so the platting process is running parallel to the design process. So we're, so I'm the civil engineer, the architect, we're developing the plans for the project. So those will, once we get the final plat in, we'll likely submit all the plans to the city to review and we'll start coordinating the improvement plans for the project. And that's when you'll have, but we're actively working on that right now. So that'll be coming in soon.
Basically the same place the church is.
No.
You know, rough.
No, it's not at the church.
Huh? No, no.
Right,
there's not a church.
Right, they're just doing the.
But it's not by the church. It's at Summerfest.
Well, I said they're the same place.
In the process.
Oh, in the process.
Yes.
No, it's not the same place.
So it's just across the street from the doctor's office?
Right, across Summerfest.
Across the Summerfest.
Yes, sir.
From the Summerfest Act.
Yes, sir.
All right, is there any further discussion? All right, will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, the request to plat has been granted. Thank you for being here as well. All right, item 9C, discussion and possible action on resolution number R-2020713, adopting the City of Kirby investment policy. I will turn this over to our city manager.
Mayor and Council, the Public Funds Investment Act, which is part of the Texas government code, requires that cities annually review our investment policy, and we are required to adopt a resolution annually to say that it has been reviewed and updated. One of the requirements through the act is that the financial officers of the city must attend a biannual training. So the finance director and I attended that in December, so we are recertified. So
10 hour class?
Sorry, it's 10 hours, yes, sir.
All right, I will entertain a motion. From anybody?
Mayor, I make a motion to adopt the investment plan. The resolution, I'm sorry. Well, okay, so it's not synonymous, I'm sorry.
Second. We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca to accept resolution number R-2020713, adopting the City of Kirby investment policy. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Resolution R-2020713, adopting the City of Kirby investment policy, passes. Item 9D, discussion and possible action on resolution number R-2020714, adopting the City of Kirby investment strategy.
That Public Funds Investment Act also requires that we review and update our investment strategy annually. So we have not made any changes to this one because we have a conservative portfolio management strategy in the City of Kirby that we'll continue to pursue. So we're just asking for approval on this strategy as well.
May I vote we accept resolution number R-2020714. adopting the new community investment strategy.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca, to accept Resolution R-2020-714, adopting the City of Kirby Investment Strategy. Is there any further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Resolution R-2020-714, adopting the City of Kirby Investment Strategy, is accepted. Item 9E, update and discussion and possible action on Benzing 1 Road Reconstruction Project. Our Public Works Director, Gilbert Salas, will be giving us an update for his last time.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. During the holiday, there was a small amount of work being done, not very much. Towards the end this past week, they started redoing some of the areas that needed some forming. They poured some concrete today. They also moved some services out of the way that were scheduled to be moved. Well, not scheduled, but in the plans to be moved. The last timeline we have for them was given around the November 5th, actually. And they were proposing to be done with phase 5 by now, but they're still in phase 4 finishing up. So I did reach out and ask for an updated timeline, an updated schedule. I have yet to receive that as of now. I just checked my email a few minutes ago. And when I did talk to the project manager today, they're scheduling on and they're scheduling and hoping to install a fire hydrant by Monday. So
we're gonna cut the water off again?
Well, when I asked them the last time that I saw, they had a controlling valve in there, so they shouldn't have to cut the water off unless they run into any problems. Now, with that controlling valve in there, it's held on with the mega lug joint restraint. So that should hold pretty good while they install the fire hydrant. They have to do a mechanical bend 90 on there and then install it with the mega lug, and that'll be pretty straightforward, and then put some blocking behind it. I don't see any issues coming up with that as far as having to shut the water off. And if they do have to shut the water off, it'll be in an emergency situation.
So, let's not have that, please.
Yes, sir. That's pretty straightforward. I think they'll be fine.
Are there any other questions for Gilbert? Speak now, or?
Yeah, may I make a suggestion? If they're going to remove the dirt from your approach to your driveway, come knock on your door and tell somebody. The other day when I was at work, they came up and removed all the dirt, and the concrete is about that high. And if my wife would have had to back out, it wouldn't have happened. And nobody told her anything. And I came home that evening, of course, and, you know, I guess I could have pulled my truck in the driveway, but I might have got one of them, so I just parked on the street. In other words, what I'm saying is, just for convenience to let somebody know, because you never know if somebody has to leave or go to work or something.
Yeah, they're supposed to give a notification just to let you guys know, at least a courtesy knock, to get your vehicles out, move them. If they form it up, they're going to have to pour it as probably the next day, and then you got another 24 hours for it to cure. Yeah. And then they have to remove the forms. Of course, there's forms in the front, so it could be up to 3 to 4 days that you could be without your driveway. So it is very understandable, and I'll speak with them about that.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't even, if they would have been forming up, it would have not, they didn't even do that. The dirt was gone. And then next door, thank goodness that nobody lives there, but there was a mound of dirt. I mean, that's where they put all the dirt, in front of the other driveway. And it's not that, I don't think they're doing it on purpose. They're just not kind of thinking about stranding people in their houses.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All right, thanks, Gilbert.
Thank you.
All right, item 9F, discussion and possible action on appointing a member to the Beautification and Recycle Committee. There is currently one vacancy. One of our members is actually in the audience this evening. Alice, is anybody coming to y'all? Do you have any applications sitting over there that I don't know about?
I do want to talk to my neighbor, but he hasn't been at home, but I think he would be a very good person if I could talk to him.
What did it take to trap him? What do you need?
I don't know. He's really a busy young man, and
So at this time, we do not have any applications. But thank you, Alice, for serving on that committee. Item 9G, discussion and possible action on appointing alternate members to the Buildings and Standards Commission. There are currently 3 alternate vacancies. At this time, I do not have any applications. All right, so if anybody is interested in being an alternate for the Buildings and Standards Commission, and they meet every 4th Tuesday of every month. So if anybody is interested in being appointed to that mission, please pick up a application for that. Item 9H, discussion and possible action on appointing members to the Kirby Senior Center Corporation Board. I do not have any applications.
No, I don't have any. Don't forget our breakfast on Saturday.
Correct. That's actually in my notes, so I will make sure I mention it. All right, so we don't have any members or to any applications for appointing members to the Kirby Senior Center Corporation Board. Again, however, if you are interested in serving on that board, please contact the center staff. If y'all recall, the last member that we appointed was Mr. Michael Martin, who is also in attendance this evening. All right, we will go to item 9I, discussion and possible action on the requirements and application for volunteering at city events and facilities. This item was brought up a couple weeks back. It was postponed until we had additional information. And it was requested by Councilmember Apodaca, so I will open the floor to you. This is the information you provided, correct? Okay. Yeah.
In the packet, you'll see that there's a lot of components to getting a volunteer application together. I included just the different applications from the area schools, and I think the one that I really liked was the one from Judson. It was the one from Judson ISD. There's disqualification criteria. I also wanted the background check to be nationwide, and what kind of checks would we like? And there's 8 most popular types of checks. So I think that I really just need everybody's input and what do you guys want on the volunteer application?
So the one for the City of Converse, did staff talk to anyone from the City of Converse on how they conduct theirs? Okay.
We did research what it would cost to do a nationwide background check. The only capabilities we use right now, we use the Texas background checks, and that's $3 each check. If we did a nationwide one, we'd have to sign up for that service, and it would be $19.95 each check.
So each check that is processed?
Well, we're not overrun with volunteers. I don't think it's going to go. But yeah, I think we need to put that in place at the nationwide.
Yeah. Again, I don't see any harm in, as what Mike said, nationwide, especially, I mean, $20. What else is somebody's life worth?
I agree.
And then the disqualification criteria. If you'll look at this sheet, it's got a little pink highlight next to it. It's a criminal history search, theft, violent crimes, including murder, robbery, assault, and battery, drug-related crimes, sex offenses, including rape and sexual assault, and serious motor vehicle offenses. I think that those were important to look at. So
it should come across when you do a nationwide. Everything you just spoke of is in that.
Now there's some other tabs on there that you can check financial and things like that, but I don't think that we need that with our volunteers. That's just not.
Well, I think the main thing is looking at your character.
So I think we just need to decide on what we want on there.
What you just put together.
So what was it about Judson's that you liked more so than the others?
Judson's is pretty in depth.
And it's not a long application. No, it's not. It's short. It's just.
They're very concerned about the kids.
And Converse's was pretty good. This one, the application for. This
yeah, that's why I was wondering if there was something about Judson's that you specifically liked more so than the other.
And then also the one for Judson, it has the blocks on there. You can check off what school you're going to volunteer at or what event you're going to volunteer at. So that was nice to have. You'll know where the volunteer is going to go. It's not just going to let them go anywhere.
Well, yeah, it should be specific to like the senior center. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, yes.
And I think that the volunteers that are around all the time, we can do the check. Now, the volunteers that are not always, that are going to volunteer maybe one time at an event, I don't know if you want to still do the checks on them. But anyone that has any access to the building after it's been secured, of course.
So does this extend to council as well? I mean, considering it's a volunteer, it's an elected position, however.
I was getting far from the city attorney if that's something we could put in place. I do believe there are some communities that do that.
I only ask because, I mean, we as council are elected, although it's still a volunteer position and we are all in some realm, one or the other. I mean, I've been at the senior center, I've been at the shelter.
To serve on a board, commission, or committee. I do think if we put that in place for events, I would still suggest we do it for volunteers at events. I don't know if you all would want it to be annually. Reading through a couple of these, they do it each year. They run a new check to make sure no new incidents have occurred.
Who's going to police this, and are they going to be at each event with a notebook with names in it?
But I guess if you signed up to volunteer for a city activity, would be.
No, once you've been vetted for the year, then you're good for that year, unless something occurs that is really outrageous. But if we're gonna vet each year, you know, you got situations, you got being around children, you also have being around money, things of that nature. So this is why the character is so important.
I'm just curious how broad we're gonna make it, because just like our Eagle Scouts were here this evening. There's people that volunteer to build, you know, to construct things in the city too.
I would say this to you, Mayor, if this is, I think anybody that's gonna interact with city facilities and city personnel and things of that nature, now like the Boy Scouts coming in, really, he's just on the property doing his thing, and that's gonna be the end of that. And I know this probably sounds outrageous, but my God, if we can't trust a Boy Scout, we're in trouble. And I'm just being facetious.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying I think it should be across the board, because then you have a fine line of what's considered a volunteer and what's not.
Well, that's true. No,
regardless of whether it's on, you know, the park where the slab is at, or, you know, where they were building the slabs at the basketball court, what have you, there's still interaction of some sort.
Oh, that's true.
I mean,
yeah.
So I was just curious how we're.
And I do think we need to be clear when we say you are at a city facility, because we also have entities that rent city facilities.
True.
And their volunteers are there. Now, whether or not they run their own background checks to interact with, you know, the youth organizations, I'm not sure, but, you know, we would really need to be clear on that. Does that mean them as well, that they have to provide us proof that they've cleared all of their volunteers before they can, you know, utilize the facility even if they rent it? Or are we only specifically talking about something that the city facilitates, like 4th of July or, you know, Easter egg hunt?
Well, and, you know, just like because PD just had their Cookies with Santa, well, there's a Santa Claus that's volunteering his time. There's, you know, there's an elf that's volunteering their time.
But
so
Santa was paid.
Well, regardless, he's, but, you know, so those things.
Well, we need to get the lawyer to define volunteer, but in as a Kirby setting only, as you just mentioned. Stuff that we do here are different things that we have going on for the city. And even again, us, since we're technically volunteering, then it would go back into that. So I'd get clarifications on all of that.
I just think it has to be precise. We just, you know, not, oh, well, you know what, you're going to get a volunteer app, but you're not, kind of thing. So I just think that we have, need to have a scope of.
Well, like two things maybe we need to be. These things. Two things then I think maybe we ought to run consistently are together. One is putting together the application, and the other is putting together what a volunteer is and who is going to be subject to this vetting.
Correct. Agreed. Like I said, I just think it should be consistent.
I agree.
So that, you know, if I just, you know, not necessarily sign up, but, you know, if I'm serving hot chocolate at, you know, and I'm not saying as a council member, but if I just happened to walk in the door and I was attending the event and I saw that somebody needed hot chocolate served and they were low, and if I just go in and say, okay, I'm going to start doing that, you know, that's a unintended volunteerism. So, I mean, if we're talking about signing up, you know, then
exigent circumstances.
Yes. So if we're going to have actual,
yeah,
you know, yes, you have to be signed up as a volunteer in order to volunteer, kind of thing. I just think there's a gray line of what's considered volunteering. And
well, and at the schools, you can have the background check done, and you get a lanyard with your ID on there, and you can actually go wherever you want in the district because you're already cleared. But other volunteers that just come in for one event,
right?
You know, what are we going to do with those? So
yeah,
we have to kind of decide what, how to separate that.
So do you want us to pursue both right now, or what direction do we think we want to go?
Well, check into both. I mean, that's what we're asking. You know, check into both. Why don't you and Sylvia put your ideas to which one you since you've researched it, mm-hmm, get with Monique and that part, you know, put that. That's going to be the two that's going to be the simplest to put together the application.
And there is an example from another city,
yeah,
as well. So
there is, which is a good one too. But I like the boxes that one has. That I think that should be included.
And we can list our events on there, the
correct
Easter egg hunt, 4th of July. We can list them all. They're cleared for those events.
Yep. Well, and the chief has the ability, I know, since we have vendors that come in on the streets, to make an ID, correct?
Yeah, we do make one in-house for, like, solicitor, with some of us, door-to-door solicitor's permits. So we can do something like that. We also have a company we can have access to that make employee ID cards, but that generally takes a week to 10 days and costs about $14 per card.
Okay.
So we can assist the city here, the city staff of City Hall, in getting in touch with those people if they choose to do that, or, you know, we've got a laminating machine to do it at the police department.
Okay.
Census, we agree to get started on putting this in play.
And then how long do you think? February, second February meeting, first February?
This won't be hard. I mean, we kind of like the model of the Converse one. We'll reach out to them and see about just taking theirs and turning it into an application for us. And I'll get with the city attorney just on defining what a volunteer is.
I'm quite sure, like Converse and the rest, they've got a qualifier. They've got a hat. So, yeah, do the same thing and pick the one you think is the best.
I'll bring that back that first meeting in February.
Okay. All right, is that okay with you? First meeting?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll bring that back in the first meeting of February then. All right, is there any other discussion on this? Thank you, Sylvia, for getting all that information together. to item 10A, just request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future agendas and announcements on city events and community interest. Councilmember Frank.
I know that we passed an ordinance about commercial scooters not coming into Kirby, but I've noticed there's several running around. And what I'm really concerned with is that the ones that are the commercial ones, they have lights on them, so you can be seen. And we're not the best lit streets in the world. I'd like to staff, if we could please, to look into coming up with an ordinance that would define what it takes to make one of these things safe, like a rear light, front light, things of that nature. The chief, maybe we could ask you to maybe research some of this and, in your opinion, see what it would take to make sure that the person that's on it is seen. You know, I mean, since we don't have them here commercially, but still, riding them is not a big problem, I don't see. But when it gets dark, it gets really dark. And I don't think I want to see anybody become a hurt armor. And sorry to miss the last couple of meetings, just the holidays and things got ahead of me. But anyway, the new guys are gone. But, nobody really works for us per se, but you get to know people here. And regardless, you make friends. You like them. You like being around them. They do a good job for us. We're proud of them. They stand up for us, we stand up for them. And Gilbert, damn it, I'm gonna miss you. You're a good man. I have a lot more than I can say tonight. Okay? But also, take the blessing you got, take care of your family. Okay? That's all, Mayor.
Yeah, a little bit more with Chief Boyce.
Councilmember
Salazar. Yeah. Once we get all this situated, let's make sure that the officers enforce that either by ordinance or by state law. You know, you see these guys running around at night, even with a bicycle, without any reflectors or lights. And I believe it's against traffic code to be doing that. So, you know, if we enforce that, the citizens understand that, then they know to get the proper equipment that they need for their scooters, bikes, or whatever the case may be, and they're out there riding at night. But we need some type of enforcement also. And also, Chief Boyce, thank you for your service. It's the Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. You and your staff. And, you know, I forgot to mention this the last time, but your part-time sergeant retired, did he not?
Yes, sir.
How do you say his last name? I always have a problem.
Tartoski.
Yeah. I used to work with him at East Central. He was the law enforcement officer for the students there. And he used to, we used to assist him with tactics and stuff. Me and Officer Puentes, who's also a citizen here in Kirby. So we're gonna kind of miss Mike there for, you know, now that he's retired, and I didn't get a chance to thank him when I saw him last week. So if you get a chance, you let him know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But here again, all you guys, thank you for your service.
I'm good.
Councilmember Lehman?
I just got a couple items that I'd like to bring forward. One of them, Monique, what's the status on the paving at La Vida's? On Seguin Road.
Can you give
that on the agenda, or you want us to send you that information? Or we
Did you talk to who?
Do you want us to talk to you about it after the meeting, or do you want to put it on the agenda to talk about it?
Well, I'll talk to him after the meeting. I just think it needs to be done, that's all. I mean, there's such a big hole there that... Okay. And also, I'd like to make sure that we don't put this in the back of our heads, but we need to bring forward this annexation that I brought up the other meeting. I don't know where we need to start. I understand from the county, most probably we could get an overlaid map of where actually San Antonio's boundary lines are, because I've been told that there's boundaries out there that San Antonio does not have, and it belongs to Bexar County. So if what the lawyer was telling us at the last meeting, that is open land for us to go after. So we need to look into it and keep this ball moving. So we need to sit down as a group and have a meeting and lay out what we need to do, what do we want to do, and how much of it we want to try at this time.
We have a workshop in the process. Staff is getting a date for a workshop for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Today's already the 9th, but just happy New Year to everyone. And a reminder that we're having the breakfast at the Senior Center this Saturday. We're having tamales, menudo, and barbacoa. And I don't think we've ever had that before, so something new.
And the tamales were made by
the ladies at the seniors, the volunteers.
Like I said, handmade with love.
Yeah. So.
And tequila by the shot?
We can arrange that. And Chief, I'd like to say that I really do appreciate you. Thank you for everything that you do. And Gilbert, I really appreciate you, and we're going to miss you. Thank you for everything. And that's it.
Councilmember Pierce?
Gilbert. Ditto, ditto. Can't say anything else. Boyce, you know we always appreciate you and your staff, everything that these guys do. Speaking of Converse, that brought me back to something when we were going through that. 4896. I've had some questions about that, had some discussions. I can see something on that probably our last meeting in February if you can.
All right. As many mentioned, today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. So again, I echo the thank you to our police department for protecting the city and watching over us. Saturday again, Kirby Senior Center breakfast, 8:30 to 10:30. I'm not even going to say how Sylvia said it, but those items are on the board. But there will also be tamales sold by the dozen. So they're $10 a dozen. The plates are $10. And so please come and support the Senior Center. And filing to run for office begins January 15th. You can pick up applications from 8 to 5 for the May 2nd election. And Republic will be picking up Christmas trees on Tuesday, January 21st, beginning at 7 a.m. So if you do have a live Christmas tree, please make sure it's at the curb by 7 a.m. on that date. But once this tree is cleared, they will not come back. And I don't know if, I know that we had lots of discussion about Republic, but I think we're long overdue for Mr. Armstrong to come back. there's some ordinance issues that I think that we need to address with the trash pickup. As far as the time is concerned, I actually called into and left a message on the complaint line because the last time that they did trash, they threw it all over everywhere. And it actually was at our house, but also some down the street, and everything was already, you know, they talk about having it be in bags, so it doesn't. However, ours was in bags, but there was trash everywhere. So I think that we need to address that also with the recycling. We were promised that we would have a brochure and information. We have yet to receive that. And I think that we have been more than accommodating with the time. And I think that we need to move on that fairly quickly. So if we can please reach out to Republic, and if not, maybe it's something that we just start on our own and start moving forward and start getting the contract out and start looking at why we think that it may not be the greatest piece of document anymore. The animal ordinance, actually BJ had actually touched on something I was going to bring up anyway. That is long overdue as well, so if we can please get that. I know that we were waiting to the holidays to get more information, but the animal ordinance has been long overdue. We were talking about that because I personally believe that mandatory microchipping helps keep those dogs off the street, or at least you can find them, and then educate the public regarding how to register their microchips and at least get that going, so that the street, you know, that once we do find an animal, that it can be easily scanned rather than it going into the shelter and sitting there and waiting for somebody to come back. Then that way, if it's an abandoned animal, then legal proceedings can start for abandonment. Welcome to our new employees, and I'm wishing our exiting employees much luck. Gilbert will miss you. And also Missy with Animal Shelter is leaving as well. So there's two individuals that will be leaving. One of Captain Golick left with the fire department. So we have several exiting and several entering. So again, I wanna thank our employees for everything that you do day in and day out. I would like to circle back with CPS regarding the lighting in the city. It was mentioned about the darkness, and I know that they have been working on some. However, they've replaced some with LED lights and some are not.
Right.
And I would like to see us be able to possibly get LED lighting throughout the city, because one little light lights up. The illumination is much brighter, and I think it's safer in the long run. And again, Happy New Year, everyone, and thank you for attending. Meeting adjourned.
You're doing the devil.